弟兄姊妹们早。
Morning, brother, sister.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹们当中有没有人很喜欢民数记的。
I'm not sure among brothers, sisters, anybody really like to read Numbers?
我想恐怕很少哈。
Maybe a few.
可能喜欢约翰福音的人比较多。
Perhaps most of you like to read the book of John.
或者有的人喜欢诗篇。
Or some.
有的人喜欢路德记，我很少听到有弟兄姊妹们跟我说喜欢民数记的。
I rarely heard told me that they like to read the book of Numbers.
但是我最近也感觉民数记蛮有内容的。
I feel like they're full of contents in the book of Numbers.
今天早晨哈，我想用民数记的两章圣经来看我们基督徒属灵成长的一个过程。
This morning, I would like to use the two chapters from the book of Numbers to see the, our growing experience for Christians.
我们都能够看到一个孩子的成长，刚才听我讲到，孩子的成长是我们能够看见的。
The brother just shared that as a parents, we can see the growth of our kids.
过去三十年，我们看见我们真是看见从 baby 到结婚在我们当中。
In the past 30 years, we did see a lot of kids growing up and got married.
的确我们看见一个孩子的成长哈，它也是有一个过程的。
We see it takes a process for the kids to grow up.
但是我们很少来仔细来考我们个人蒙恩得救以后那个属灵成长的那个过程是什么。
We rarely consider our spiritual growth.
所以早晨呢，特别想在民数记的一段圣经里面呢，与弟兄们一同来思考，来分享我们个人属灵生命的那个过程。
This morning, I would like to use the two chapters from Book of Numbers to fellowship and share our individual spiritual growth.
这个属灵生命的过程和一个孩子成长的过程有一个不一样的地方。
There's one thing that is different between the spiritual growth and also the growth of kids.
一个孩子哈，如果过了十年呢，他就长了十岁。
So for a kid, if they grow for 10 years, they will become 10 years old.
过了二十年呢，他就变成二十岁。
And after 20 years, they are 20 years old.
他的生命的成熟度呢，和时间呢是成正比的。
The maturity matched the maturity of the kids matched the number of years of growth.
但是属灵生命的过程不一样。
But the spiritual growth is different.
一个人在属灵的里面，如果十年以后信主十年以后。他的属灵的生命不一定是十岁的。
It's not necessary for people who has already believed for 10 years that has the same spiritual maturity.
一个人得救二十年以后，他的属灵的生命的成熟度不一定是二十岁的。
So it's not necessary for people who has the same maturity after you even saved for 20 years.
因此我们很容易来说我今年几岁每个人都知道。
So we can easily say how old we are.
如果今天我们要来思考我们属灵的那个年岁有几岁的时候呢，就很难说了。
If we want to consider that how old is our spiritual life,Then it's hard to say.
或许早晨我们借着主的话来思考这个属灵生命成长的过程的。今天早晨我们一同来思想我的属灵的岁数在什么地方。
I would like to consider this morning the God's words that in what condition my spiritual life is.
这个属灵成长的过程和以色列人在旷野里面的这个经历是相似的。
The growth of our spiritual life is very similar to the journey of Israelites in the wilderness.
这是为什么圣经把民数记给我们。
That's why God gave us the book of Numbers.
不是一个以色列的历史，要我们明白一个历史。
It's not for us to understand the history of Israelites.
乃是以色列的历史，就是我们属灵成长的过程。
It's the history of the Israelites reflect our spiritual growth.
从他们在地上的经历，我们就能够明白基督徒属灵成长那个过程是怎么样。
From their experience on earth, we can see our spiritual growth as a Christian.
我们知道他们在当时出埃及的时候，他们是有一个路程的。
We all know that there is a journey when they first came out of Egypt.
他们这个过程呢，分成几个段落。
And their this journey divided into several stages.
而每一个段落就讲到基督徒生命属灵生命的那个历程。
Every stage represents one journey of a spiritual growth.
第一段是从蓝塞到红海。
And the first stage is from Ramesses to Red Sea.
这是第一段。
This is the first stage.
第二段是从红海一直走到西乃山。
The second stage is from Red Sea to the Mount Sinai.
第三段是从西乃山一直走到约旦河。
And the third stage is from Mount Sinai to the River of Jordan.
最后一段从约旦河一直走到示剑。
And the last stage is from Jordan to Shechem.
这四段的属他们当日所经过的路程，就是今天我们基督徒属灵的生命的四个阶段。
All these stages is also our stages of our spiritual life.
而这个四个阶段怎么解释呢？
How we explain all these four stages?
到底这个四个什么阶段呢？
And what is the stages?
这个解释也在民数记当中。
The explanation can be also found in the book of Numbers.
我们读民数记的时候就发现民数记里面好像插进了两张圣经。
When we read the book of Numbers, we feel like the two chapters have been inserted into the book of Numbers.
就是23章和24章。
It's chapter 23 and 24.
好像这两章圣经是插进去的。
It seems like those two chapters have been inserted.
主圣经花了两章的圣经讲到一个人叫先知巴兰。
Bibles spend two chapters talking about the prophet Balaam.
我们不知道为什么在这里要用这么长的篇幅讲巴兰的事。
Why we don't know why the Bible spend two full chapters on the story of Balaam.
原因是这个巴兰就解释了这四段路程。
It's because Balaam explained the four stages of journey.
巴兰告诉我们一个属灵的过程要经过哪一些阶段。
Balaam told us what stage we need to experience.
今天早晨我们就从巴兰的预言里面来一同来思考基督徒属灵生命成长的过程。
This morning we need to consider from the prophecies of Balaam the spiritual life of a Christian.
我们先读民数记二十三章。
Let's read the book of Numbers 23.
我们读第五节。
Verse 5.
我们从第五节读到第十节。
From verse 5 to verse 10.
好，我们弟兄姊妹们，我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
第五节，耶和华将话传给巴兰，又说：“你回到巴勒那里，要如此如此说。”他就回到巴勒那里，同摩押的使臣都站在燔祭旁边。巴兰便提举诗歌说：巴勒引我出亚兰，摩押王引我出东，说：来呀，为我咒诅雅各，来呀，咒骂以色列。神没有咒诅的，我能咒诅；耶和华没有怒骂的，我焉能怒骂？我从高峰看他，从小山望他，那是独居之民，不列在万民中。谁能数点雅各的尘土？谁能计算以色列的四分之一？我愿如一人之死而死，我愿如一人之终而终。这是巴兰的所说的第一个预言。
This is the first prophecy of Balaam.
这个预言里面最重要的一句话就是：这是独居之民，不列在万民。
The essence of this verse is verse 9. Behold, the people who dwell apart will not be reckoned among the nations.
我们读第二个预言在23节。
And then the second prophecy can be found in verse 20.
是在三章十八节。
Chapter 3,
verse 18. 巴兰，我们一起念。巴兰就提诗歌说：巴勒，你起来听，西坡的儿子，你听我言。神非人，必不能说谎，也非人子，并不知后悔。他说话岂不照着行呢？他发言岂不要成就呢？我 祝福，神也曾祝福，此事我不能翻转。我他未见雅各中有罪孽，也未见以色列中有奸恶。耶和华他的神和他同在，有欢呼王的声音在他们中间，神理他们出埃及，他们似乎有野牛之力。 OK， 我们就在这停在这里。我们再看第三处，在二十四章。
The third prophecy can be found in chapter 24.
我们从第三节读到第九节。
Verse 9.
他便提起诗歌说，比儿子巴兰说，眼目闭住的说，得听神的言语，得见全能者的意象，眼目睁开而扑倒的人说，雅各啊，你的帐幕何等华美，以色列啊，你的帐幕何其华丽，如接连的山谷，如河旁的园子，如耶和华所栽的沉香树，如水边的香柏木，水要从它的桶里流出，种子要撒在多水之处，他的王必超过雅甲，他的国必要振兴，他领出埃及野牛之力，要吞吃敌国，折断他们的，射透他们，他蹲如公狮，卧如母狮，谁敢惹他？凡给你祝福的都他祝福，凡咒诅你的愿他受咒诅。这是第三个预言，我们读四个，在二十四章我们读的五节。
Fourth prophecy in chapter 24,
我们读十五节到第十九节。
To 19.
他就提起诗歌说，比尔的儿子巴兰说，眼目闭住的人说，得听神的言语，明白至高者的意志，看见全能者的意象，眼目睁开而扑倒的人说，我看他却不在现实，我望他却不在近日，有心要出于，有杖要兴于以色列，必打破摩押的四角，毁坏扰乱之子，他必得以东为业，又得仇敌之地西尔为业，以色列必行事勇敢，有一位出于雅各的必掌大权，他要除灭城中的渔民。好，我们再有一点祷告。主，我们何等的感谢你，我们能够再一次聚在面前。
Lord, how we thank you that we once again gather before your presence.
不但在面前纪念你的受死和你的复活和你的再来。
Before the table, not only we remember your death and resurrection and your coming.
我们也能够再一次在你的话语的面前一同来分享和交通。
Once again, we can fellowship upon your words.
我们何等知道人是非常的软弱的。
We know men are weak.
不能够传达神的话语。
Cannot deliver the words of God.
如果神不怜悯我们，我们就没有人能够明白神的心意。
Without God's mercy, there's no one can understand the desire and heart of God.
因此，早晨我们完全来仰望我们的主。
We totally commit ourselves into your hand.
好，让我们能够知道你话语的心意。
So we know your the will of your word.
我们也能够知道这个话语对我们生活里面。的意义在哪里？
We can also understand the meaning of your words in our life.
主啊，当你的话发出亮光的时候，当我们的众人都能够在这个亮当中。
May we all enlightened with your words.
我们一位弟兄姊妹一起来仰望你。
We all the brothers and sisters into your hand.
把下面的时间交给主。
We give the following time in your hand.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
这四个预言哈，当我们第一次读的时候，我们都不太明白，觉得这个跟我们属灵的生命过程历程有什么关系呢？
When we first read all these four prophecies, we seem to don't understand how this relate to our spiritual growth.
但其实这个关系是非常的密切的。
In fact, it's closely related to our spiritual life.
我们知道以色列人的这个旅程哈，是从一个地方叫兰塞开始。
We know the journey of Israelites started from a place called the Ramesses.
兰塞是法老赐给雅各的一块地。
Ramesses is the place Pharaoh gave to Jacob.
那个时候约瑟是宰相， 所以法老这个雅各的地是当时埃及里面最好的一块地。
So Joseph was the chief officer. So the place was given by Pharaoh was the best place in Egypt.
可以说哈，是一块美地。
You can also say it's a wonderful place.
所以在那些年间，以色列人在兰塞生养众多。
So at that time, Israelites multiplied in the place Ramesses.
他们的人数甚至要超过埃及人。
Their numbers exceed the population of Egyptians.
等到有一个新的王出来以后，这个王是不认识约瑟的。
As the new king did not know Joseph,
他就心里面有一个惧怕。
He had a fear in his heart.
因为这些民比我们还强盛。
Because this Israel people was mightier than us.
因此，法老王就想了一个方法，要来压迫这些人。
So the Pharaoh came up with an idea to oppress the people.
让这些人替盖这个积货城。
So he made this people as a slave to build a storage city.
原来他们在那里生养众多，他们在那里享受兰塞的丰盛。
Before they multiplied and enjoyed all the abundance of the Ramesses.
但是法老把他们生活的目的完全改变了。
So Pharaoh changed their purpose of their life.
他们在兰塞生活的目的乃是为法老盖那个积货的城。
Now the purpose of the Israelite people is to build storage city for Pharaoh.
所有这个兰塞的丰盛都归法老。
All the abundance will belong to Pharaoh.
他们的生活失去了那个目的了。
And they lost their purpose of their life.
但法老并没有满足。
But the Pharaoh was not satisfied.
法老并不以为这些人做了他的奴仆为满足。
And Pharaoh was not satisfied because the Israelite people became his slaves.
法老要除去以色列人所有的男孩子。
And Pharaoh wanted to cut off all the newborn.
换句话说，法老的心里面所要做的一件事是要把以色列这个民族完全的消灭。
In other words, Pharaoh wanted to annihilate the whole Israelites.
这个叫做兰塞。
This is called Ramesses.
兰塞原来是一个物产丰富的地方。
Ramesses was an abundant place.
原来是一个叫以色列人能够享受的地方。
It's a place that Israelite people can enjoy.
但是法老把那个地方变成以色列人的坟墓。
And then Pharaoh turned this abandoned place into the tomb of Israelites.
弟兄姊妹们，你和我都是从兰塞开始的。
Brother, sister, you and me all started from Ramesses.
我们属灵的生命从什么地方开始？
Where our spiritual life started?
我们的属灵的生命是在兰塞。
From Ramesses.
在我们不认识神的时候，我们都住在兰塞。
When we did not God, we all live in Ramesses.
但兰塞算是一个好的地方。
Even though Ramesses was a wonderful place.
但是我们在兰塞生命没有目的的。
But we didn't have any purpose in Ramesses.
我们不过是为法老来盖积货城。
All we do is to build storage city for Pharaoh.
不但如此，我们对于死亡是没有答案的。
Not only so, we did not have an answer to death.
死亡像个阴影一样常常笼罩着我们。
Death is like the darkness hung over us.
就像当日死亡笼罩整个以色列的民族。
Just like the death hung over the whole race of Israelites.
虽然他们那一天他们还活着。
Although at that day they were still alive.
他们知道那个死亡的阴影在他们的头上。
But they were aware of the darkness of death was hanging over them.
如果法老的计策能够这样执行下去，他们知道那一天一定会来到，以色列整个民族这个民族灭亡的。
If the scheme of Pharaoh could be gone, then the whole race of Israel will be annihilated.
我们没有得救的时候，我们的光景也是这样。
So before we saved, our condition was the same.
虽然我们那每一天每一天我们是活着的。
Even though we were alive every day.
但是我们知道有一个死亡在我们的头上。
But we all knew there was a death hanging over us.
我们对于死亡是没有答案的。
We did not have any answer to our death.
我们知道那一天那个时候一定会到。
We know that day will come.
有一天那个死亡会临到我们，我们没有任何 的答案。
The death will come upon us, and we do not have any answer.
这个叫做懒散。
This is called Ramses.
我想弟兄姊妹们都能够明白，我们没有一个人是例外的。我们还没有蒙恩得救的时候，我们的属灵的生命就是在懒散。
So I think every brother sister understand that before we saved, our spiritual life is like in Ramses.
我们每一个人的开始都是一样的。
Our starting point is the same.
那我们看到这个属灵的这个的终点在哪里呢？
Do we see the destiny of our spiritual life?
这个终点在剑。
It's in Shechem.
是剑，在希伯来文里面就是肩膀。
Shechem in Hebrew, is the shoulder.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道神在西乃山上的时候就告诉以色列人说，你们每一个人都是祭司。
Brother, sister, do you remember in the mountain Sinai, God told Moses, everybody is a priest.
祭司的肩膀是做什么用的呢？
What the shoulder of priests are for?
祭司的肩膀在旧约里面是来扛抬主的约柜的。
In Old Testament, the shoulder of the priest is to carry the ark of testimony.
所以这四件在属灵的那个解释就是能够扛抬主的见证。
The spiritual explanation of Shechem is to carry the ark, to carry the testimony of Christ.
这个属灵的这个生命的过程的那个目的地在现。
The purpose of our spiritual life, the destination of the spiritual life is the Shechem.
就是有一天你和我能够肩负，能够背负主的见证。
It's that one day you and me can carry the testimony of the Lord.
所以从懒散一直到事件，这是一个属灵的一个过程。
So from Ramses to Shechem, it's a spiritual process.
从在死亡的阴影之下一直到有一天能够扛抬主的见证为止。
From the time when we live under the cloud of death until the day we can bear the testimony of Lord.
从没有目的的一个人生到一个充满了目的的一个人生。
From a life without any purpose to the life that's full of meaning.
弟兄姊妹们，在我们属灵的过程里面，过红海不是我们的唯一的目的。
Brothers and sisters, in our spiritual life, cross Red Sea is not our purpose.
我们都非常的宝贝我们的救恩。
We all very cherish our salvation.
但是得救不是我们完全的目的。
But the salvation is not the whole purpose.
过红海不过是属灵生命的一个阶段。
So the crossing the Red Sea is only the stage of our spiritual life.
今天有的人，有些神的儿女觉得过了红海，他的属灵的目的已经达到了。
Some of the brothers and sisters may think that after cross the Red Sea, their spiritual life already reached the destination.
那不是民数记告诉我们的。
That's not what the Book of Numbers told us.
到西乃山也不是我们的目的。
Arriving at Mount Sinai is not our purpose.
甚至约旦河也不是我们的目的。
Even the Jordan is not our purpose.
必须要到事件才是我们的目的。
Only the Shechem is our purpose.
所以这四个预言呢，就解释这四个过程。
All four prophecies explain these four stages.
让我们看见我们属灵的生命有这四个阶段。
So we see that there are stages in our spiritual life.
因此我们早晨能够用一点时间来思考这个属灵的四个阶段。
So this morning, I would like to consider these four stages of our spiritual life.
我们看到头一个预言里面，那里这个巴兰在小山上来看以色列人的时候。
From the first prophecy, we see as Balaam see the Israelites from the hill.
他说谁能数点雅各的尘土呢？
And he said, who can count the dust of the Israelites?
谁能计算以色列四分之一呢？
Who can count one fourth of Israelites?
我愿如一人之死而死。
I would like to die as a let me die the death of the righteous.
我愿如一人之中而终。
And let my end be like this.
当巴兰站在小山上看以色列人的时候，他心里面非常的羡慕他们。
So as Balaam looked at the Israelites from the hill, God admired them.
他说这是独居之民，不在 列万民之中啊。
He said, "Behold, a people who dwell apart and will not be reckoned among the nations."
这句话告诉我们，这头一段这个属灵的这个过程，它的意义是什么？
And this verse showed us the purpose of the first stage of our spiritual life.
为什么要离开埃及？
Why we need to depart from Egypt?
为什么要从埃及要到红海？
Why we need to come out of Egypt and to the Red Sea?
因为神让我们成为独居之民，不在万民之中。
Because God wants us to become a people who dwell apart and will not be reckoned among the nations.
因为在拦塞的时候，以色列人不能独居的。
Because in Ramesses,And the Israelites cannot live alone.
在拦塞的时候，以色列人是与万民相同的。
Because they are the same as all other nations.
以色列人和埃及人没有不同。
There's no distinction between Israelites and Egyptians.
都是为着法老而活着。
They all live their life.
生命的目的是侍奉法老。
And their purpose of life is to serve Pharaoh.
是以色列人好，对你是埃及人好，你生命的目的都是侍奉法老。
No matter whether you are Egyptian or Israelites, the purpose of your life is to serve Pharaoh.
因此神的心意不能够得到满足。
So the purpose of Our God cannot be fulfilled.
神必须要把以色列人从埃及里面呼召出来。
So God has to call the Israelites out of Egypt.
让我们成为独居之民。
So we can become a people who dwell apart.
不列在万民之中。
And will not be reckoned among nations.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们属灵经历的头一个经历。
This is our very first experience of our spiritual life.
也是头一个过程。
It's the first stage.
那是让我们成为独居之民。
It's for us to become a people who dwell apart.
让我们离开这个埃及。
And we can leave Egypt.
弟兄姊妹，在我们离开埃及以后，我们身上有几件事有改变。
After we depart from Egypt, there are a few things change in our life.
我们生目的有所改变。
The purpose of our life changed.
从前是侍奉法老的。
Before we served Pharaoh.
现在是侍奉神的。
Now we serve God.
我们的依靠不同了。
We depend on different things.
从前我们是依靠拦塞的。
We depend on Ramesses.
但是我们在旷野里面，我们无法依靠旷野。
But in the wilderness, we cannot depend on the wilderness.
我们只能依靠神。
We can only depend on God.
所以我们的依靠不一样了。
So our dependence is different.
我们走的路也不一样了。
The journey is different.
在拦塞，如果你要走路的话，你就去。
So if you want to go somewhere, you can just go.
但是你在旷野，你必须要等候云柱和火柱的引导，你才知道要往哪里去。
But in the wilderness, you have to wait the guidance of the pillar of cloud and fire. Then you know where to go.
如果我们生活的目的是侍奉神。
If the purpose of our life is to serve God.
如果我们的依靠也是神。
If dependence is God.
如果我们在地上行走，靠神的火柱。和的云柱的话
If we depend on the guidance of the pillar of cloud and fire of God as we walk on the earth,
我们是独居之民
then we are the people who dwell apart.
我们就不列在万民之中
and we are not reckoned among nations.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们来思考一下
Let's consider.
今天我们在哪里
Where we are now.
我们不管我们信主多少年，那不管。
No matter how long you believe in the Lord,
这是信主的头一个过程。
This is the first stage after you believe in God.
乃是离开埃及。
It's a separation from Egypt. 离开埃及，
乃是让我们生活里面有个目的上的改变，我们的依靠上的改变和我们方向上的改变。
So after we departed from Egypt, so our life, our dependence, and our journey, our destination will be different.
我们才能说是独居之民。
So then we'll become the people who dwell apart.
今天我们是不是独居之民？
Are we people who dwell apart today?
还是我们仍然在万民之中？
Or we still are reckoned nations.
这是衡量我们属灵的那个年岁。
This is how God measures our spiritual years.
所以我们每个人都能够来思考一下，这是不是能够描述我们属灵的光景？
May everybody consider whether this explains our spiritual condition.
如果这不能描述我们今天的光景，我们还没有离开埃及。
If this cannot explain our spiritual life, then we still live in Egypt.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
今天我们所说的不过 不只是这个身体上的离开。
Today, what we're talking about is not the departure of a departure in body.
因为我们今天活在这个世上。
Because we still live in this world.
所以主耶稣没有叫我们离开这个世界。
Jesus never mean to let us to leave this world.
但是主要我们的心要离开埃及。
But our heart need to be separated from Egypt.
以色列人虽然他们已经离开埃及了。
Even though the Israelites, although they already from Egypt.
但是他们的心啊其实没有离开埃及。
But actually their heart still remain in Egypt.
那是他们失败的主要的原因。
This is the primary reason why they failed.
他们的心仍然在埃及。
Their heart still in Egypt.
因此不在乎我们外面有没有离开埃及。
It doesn't matter whether you departed from Egypt outwardly.
最重要的是我们的心是不是离开了埃及。
And the most important thing is that whether your heart departed from Egypt.
最重要的是我们生活的目的有没有改变。
Whether the purpose of your life has been changed.
我们生活的依靠有没有改变。
The dependence of your life has been changed.
我们生活的方向有没有改变。
The destination of your life has been changed.
这是我们属灵生命的开端。
This is our starting point of our spiritual life.
这是我们第一段属灵的过程。
This is the very first stage of our spiritual life.
第二段呢是从红海西乃山。
And the second stage is from sea to Mount Sinai.
这个过程叫做因信称义的过程。
This stage is the process of justification by faith.
在23章19节那里说哈，那巴兰就说了，神非人必不至说谎。
And in 23 verse 19, Balaam said, God is not a man and he should lie.
也非人子必不至后悔
nor a son of man that he should repent.
然后二十一节他说他未见雅各有罪孽
and in verse 21 he said he has not observed iniquity in Jacob.
也未见以色列中有奸恶
and nor has he seen weakness in Israel.
这下我们就不明白了
now we don't understand.
你明明十九节说神非人必不至说谎
And in verse 19, it clearly said God is not man and he should lie.
那你怎么能说没有见雅各中有罪孽呢
And why in verse 21 it says not observed iniquity in Jacob.
哥林多前书告诉我们以色列人在里面犯了许罪。
In 1 Corinthians, it tells us that the Israelite people committed many sins.
他们贪恋恶事拜偶像行奸淫试探主发怨言。
And these things become, let's see.
哥林多前书第十章
第十章第六
第五节
第五节 Oh, but with most of them, God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. And then they lust after evil things, and then they become isolated, idolatries.
试探主。
And then to attempt God.
发怨言。
And then grumble.
所以这我们不明白呀。
Now we don't understand.
明明他们有这么多的罪。
Clearly, they're committed so many sins.
为什么他说未见雅各有罪孽
And why here God that he has not observed the misfortune in Jacob?
但是我们看见巴兰告诉我们一个答案。
But here, Balaam gave us an answer.
他说耶和华他的神与他同在。
And here he mentioned that the Lord, his God, is with him.
弟兄姊妹们，当他们进红海的时候啊，他们乃是与主同死，同埋葬，又同复活了。
As they enter into the Red Sea, they were buried and died and resurrected with Lord.
神把他们摆在基督的里面，他们与基督同死、同埋葬、同复活了。
Lord placed them into Christ, so they were buried, died, and resurrected with Christ.
因此，他们从红海上来以后，神看以色列人是透过这个羔羊的血来看他们的。
So after they came out of Red Sea, when God see the Israelites, and then God see through the blood of Lamb.
当神透过羔羊来看我们的时候，他看不见我们有罪孽。
As God see us through the blood of Lamb, He no longer observe the iniquity.
所以巴兰在那个山上所看见的，
是神所看见的。
So what Balaam saw is what God saw.
是透过羔羊来看神的百姓。
So it's a saw the people of God through the blood, through lamb.
是没有罪孽的。
No iniquities.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件大事啊。
This is an important thing.
这是一件奇事啊。
This is an amazing thing.
如果不是这样的话，有谁能够到西乃山上去呢？
If it's not so, then who is qualified to come to the Mount of Sinai?
今天你和我能够到神面前吗？
You and me can come to the Lord?
没有一个人能够到神面前。
No one can come to God.
乃是因为神透过那个羔羊的宝血来看我们的时候，他说他看不见有罪孽。
It's all because God, when God sees us, God sees through the blood of a lamb. He no longer observes the iniquities.
因此我们属灵的生命里面需要有这一个经历，乃是从神的观点看我们。
So we need to have this spiritual experience in our life is that we need to see ourselves through the eyes of God.
不但我们要离开埃及，
Not only we need to leave Egypt,
我们要知道宝血的功效。
We also need to understand the work of precious blood.
如果我们不知道宝血的功效，有谁能够到神的面前去呢？
If we don't understand the work of precious blood, who has the privilege to come before God?
若是不到神的面前，我们的属灵的生命又如何长进呢？
If we don't come before God, how our spiritual life can grow?
因此这个是非常的重要的一个经历。
Therefore, this is a very important experience.
我们每一次到神面前来的时候，都需要看见巴兰所看见的。
Every time we come before God, we need to see what Balaam saw.
每一次来到丙贝的面前的时候，你和我都要看见巴兰所看见的。
Every time we come before the table to see what Balaam saw.
以色列没有
He has the Israelites no iniquities.
也没有奸恶。
No misfortune.
那是因为羔羊的血。
It's all because of the blood of lamb.
因此我们看见他们从红海出来以后呢，好像有野牛之力啊。
Therefore, when they came out of Egypt, they had the might of a wild ox.
他们在那里击败那些在旷野的那些人。
They defeat the inhabitants in wilderness.
凡是拦阻他们的人都被消灭了。
Whoever opposed them, they're all destroyed.
因此当时的米甸人非常的惧怕。
So the Midianites were full of fear.
才会叫巴兰来咒诅他们。
That's why the Midianites asked Balaam to curse the Israelites.
二十三章这里又说，他说这个民起来仿佛母狮啊，挺身啊，好像公狮一样啊。
And here it also mentioned, look, the people rises like a lioness and lifts itself up like a lion.
在以西结书里面就告诉我们，这个母狮就在色列。
So in book of Ezekiel, it says the lioness represents the Israelites.
而这个公狮就是以色列里面的那个领袖。
So the lion is the leader of the Israelites.
因此当他们从那个红海出来以后呢，这个以色列就像一个母狮一样。
So as they came out of the Red Sea,And then the people rises like a lioness.
他们中间的这个领袖啊，就像那个母狮生下来的公狮一样。
So the leader among them is like the lion from a lioness.
弟兄姊妹，这是第二个我们必须要有的经历，就是应尽诚意。
So the second experience we need to have is the justification by faith.
然后第三个预言是讲到他们从西乃山一直到约旦河。
And then third prophecy talks about the journey from Mount Sinai to Jordan.
这一段最长，他们走了38年。
They spent 38 years on this journey.
他们从什么地方开始？他们从不肯进迦南开始。
And then it started, they started the place, when they did not want to enter into the land of Canaan.
结果就在旷野里面有38年的漂流的时间。
Then they start a journey of 38 years of wandering in the wilderness.
这38年有意义吗？
Is there a meaning in this 38 years?
巴兰告诉我们有意义。
Balaam told us, yes, there is a meaning.
我们从圣经里面民数记看，这38年里面发生什么事呢？
We see from Book of Numbers, we see what happened in these 38 years.
有三件主要的事情。
Three major things happened.
第一个事情是他们里面的那个贪恋贪心啊。
The first thing is that their greedy desire.
他们想到在埃及地他们所吃的东西。
They thought about what they eat in Egypt.
结果他们住在他们的帐篷里面。帐篷的门口哭嚎啊
！And they cry before the tents.
因为这是一个不可思议的事情，这么多的以色列人在旷野上，在埃及所吃的东西帐篷面前大哭。
It's hard for us to understand. All these Israelites cry and think what they eat back in Egypt.
摩西说：“那就算了，算了，算了。
”And Moses said, "Okay."
所以摩西到主面前跟主说，他说：“如果你让我蒙恩的话，哈，你就在这里把我杀了。”
So the Moses came before the Lord and said, "If I found a favor in your eyes, and then you can put me in death."
这是当时摩西的感觉。主啊，你如果恩待我的话，就在这里把我杀了就算了。
That was the feeling of Moses at that moment. That okay, Lord, if I found a favor in your eyes, then you can put me to death.
换句话说。摩西对以色列人的这个心啊，他不能再忍受了。
And in other words, and Moses could not bear Israelites anymore.
不愿意再看到以色列人他们心中的这些事，不如把我杀了就算了。
He said he no longer come to see all these things happened among Israelites. Said, okay, I'll just die.
有时候我们里面就是这样。
And the same thing happening in our family life.
我们就说啊，算了，我死了算了吧。
And we say, okay, Lord, let me die.
这是第一件事。
This is the first thing.
第二件事发生了，就是他自己的这个姐姐米利暗和他的这个兄弟亚伦嫉妒他。
The second thing happened is the jealousy of the Mary Ann and his brother Aaron.
你知道这个米利暗就是当时哦，把摩西放在那个河里面的那个他的姐姐。
Mary Ann was the sister who put Moses in the basket in the river.
没有米利暗就没有摩西了。
Without Mary Ann, there was no Moses.
是米利暗把他找到这个埃及的这个公主的。
And then it was Mary Ann who found princess for Moses.
但是到了有一天啊，这个米起来攻击摩西、啊。
And one day, Mary rose up against Moses.
第三件事情。
That's the second thing. The third thing.
就是可拉的背叛。
It's the rebelling of Korah.
可拉说啊，你为什么比我们高呢
？Korah said, "You have gone far enough for all the you have gone far enough."
结果那个地就打开口，把可拉。和他的同党都吞进去了。
And then, therefore, the ground was opened and then swallowed all the Korah and his people.
38年里面有这么三件事。
In 38 years, it happened three things.
贪心。
Greedy desire.
嫉妒。
Jealousy.
背叛。
Rebelling.
弟兄姊妹，这三件事情代表我们的肉体。
Brother, sister, all these three things represent our flesh.
我们的肉体在这38年被神显明出来了。
Our flesh in these 38 years is exposed.
这是我们属灵生命一个重要的过程。
This is a very important stage of our spiritual life.
这也是我们最不明白的一个过程。
This is the stage that we don't understand the most.
我们不能相信我因信称义以后，我怎么还会有这样的一个光景。
We couldn't understand after I was justified by faith how my spiritual condition be like this.
这是神的一个设计。
This is God's design.
神要把我们肉体里面那些贪心、那些嫉妒和背叛都要一一的显明出来。
Because God wants to expose our greedy desire, rebellion, and jealousy.
然后把它除去。
And then remove them.
所以38年这些人都倒闭旷野了。
So in all these 38 years, all these people fell in the wilderness.
所有贪心、嫉妒和背叛都倒闭旷野了。
All the greedy desire, rebellion, and jealousy all fell in the wilderness.
新的一代在旷野里面成长起来。
A new generation was born.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做全的圣洁。
This is called the
sanctification
sanctification by cross.
所以当他们走完这38年的时候，巴兰说哈，他说你的帐幕何等华美，以色列，你的帐幕何其华丽。
After these 38 years, Balaam said that how fair are your tents, O Jacob, your dwelling, O Israel.
过了38年以后，巴兰所看见的这个以色列人是一个华丽华美的民族。
After these 38 years, what Balaam saw, it's a fair race.
因为这38年，神在旷野当中把他们中间的肉体已经除去了。
Because in these 38 years, God removed all their flesh.
第一代的人已经倒闭了。
The first generation died.
这第一代人就代表我们的肉体。
The first generation represents our flesh.
经过漫长的38年，这个肉体被神一一的除。
After long 38 years, our flesh has been removed by God.
当巴兰这类人的时候，看见以色列人围着那个帐幕安营啊。
And as Balaam saw the encampment of the Israelites,
那个会幕是何等的美丽。
The tabernacle was so beautiful.
但是经过这38年的漫长的时间，这个会幕的美丽也就成为以色列人帐篷的美丽。
After all these 38 years, the beauty of the tabernacle becomes the beauty of his people.
这就是神在38年中间所做成的一件事。
This is what God has accomplished in these 38 years.
要让基督的华美成为我们的华美。
Allow the beauty of Christ become our beauty.
让基督的美丽成为你我的美丽。
Allow the beauty of Christ become our beauty.
这一件事是许多人不明白的一件事。
And these things could not be understood by many people.
但是巴兰明白。
But Balaam understood.
因为当他看见以色列人的时候，他看见他们的华丽。
As saw the Israelites, he saw the beauty people.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们也走在这个路上。
Today we also walk on this journey.
主要让我们看见我们自己的贪恋、我们的嫉妒和我们的悖逆。
God often allow us to see our own greedy desire, rebellion, and jealousy.
这不是一天两天的事情。
This is not like happening in one or two days.
但是我们要认识一件事，这些是被神显明出来的，目的是要除去它。
We must understand the purpose of expulsion of all this flesh is to remove them.
因此，当神把我们肉体里面这些东西显出来的时候，我们不要去隐藏它。
So if God exposes all this flesh, we don't want to try to cover them.
我们乃是要让神把它除掉。
We need to allow God to remove them.
因此，这个巴兰说，得听神的言语。得见神全能迹象。
And therefore, Balaam said, the utterance of him who hears the word of God, who sees the vision of the Almighty.
眼睛睁开扑倒的人。
Who falls down with eyes wide open.
这里让我们看见一个非常好的一件事，谁能够看见这个真理呢？
And here it shows us a wonderful thing. Who can see this truth?
乃是那些扑下来的人。
It's those who fall down.
弟兄姊妹，你扑倒了没有？
Brother, sister, have you fall down?
当神把你我的这个肉体显出来的那一时刻，我们有一个决定。
The moment that God exposes our flesh, we have to make up our mind.
我们可以把它隐藏起来。
We want to cover.
或者我们可以扑倒在神的面前。
Or we want to fall down before God.
我们把它隐藏起来以后，那个肉体还在我们里面。
Even though we try to hide, the flesh is still in us.
如果我们扑倒下来后，神就把这个肉体除掉了。
The moment that we fall down, the God remove our flesh.
如果我们不愿意在神的面前让神把这个肉体除掉
，If we are not willing to allow God to remove our flesh.
我们就要像这些以色列人一样，我们走不到约旦河。
And it will be like this Israelites, we cannot reach the Jordan.
我们必须要让神对付我们的肉体。
We need to allow God to deal with our flesh.
是要让有一天我们能够到达约旦河。
So that one day we can reach Jordan.
这是第三段属灵的经历。
This is the third stage of our spiritual experience.
这也是在圣徒当中一个非关键的一个经历。
And this is a very significant experience among the saints.
然后第四段就是从约旦河到示剑。
And the third stage is from Jordan to Shechem.
这一段是非常荣耀的。
This is the journey of a glorification.
但是没有第三，没有第四段。
Without the third stage, there will be no stage.
我们何等盼望啊，能够跳过第三段，直接进入第四段，多好啊！
How much we desire that we could skip the third stage and then we can directly jump into fourth stage.
因信称义以后呢，直接就到第四段。
We can after we justified by faith, we can directly reach the fourth stage.
第四段乃是。在靠主得胜，在基督里得胜。
And the fourth stage is the victory in Christ.
很可惜啊，圣经不是这样告诉我们的。
Sadly, that's not what Bible told us.
在第二段和第四段中间就有这么一段38年在旷野的时间。
Between second stage and fourth stage, there was a third stage, which is the 38 years of wandering in the wilderness.
那第三段是必须的。
And the third stage is necessary.
这第四段呢，开始的时候呢，巴兰又用同样的话说，他说：“得听神的言语，明白至高者的心意，看见全能者的意象。”
In fourth prophecy, Balaam said, "The utterance of he hears the words of God and has the knowledge most high."
他说：“我看他却不在现时，我望他却不在近日。”
He said, "I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near."
有异象要出于雅各，有杖要出于以色列。
Which words?
十七节。
哦。
有星要出于雅各。
哦。
有杖要出于以色列。
The star will rise from the star shall come forth from Jacob. A scepter shall rise from Israel.
这里讲到两件事，一个是星，一个是杖。
They talk about two things. One is a star, and the other is a scepter.
而那个星啊，就是代表基督。
The star represents Christ.
因为基督就是明亮的晨星啊。
Because the Christ is the bright morning star.
那个杖是什么呢？
What is scepter?
那个杖就是教会。
The scepter is the church.
教会就是神手中的一个杖。
The church is the scepter in God's hand.
教会就是神权的那个杖。
The scepter is the church is in God's hand.
所以当你过了这个约旦河以后呢，以色列人就成为神手中的一个杖，他们能够在迦南地就掌权了。
So after Israelites came across the river of Jordan, they became the scepter in God's hand. They can reign.
所以诗篇说犹大是我的杖。
And then, so the hymn said, "The Judah is my scepter."
感谢主啊！当我们这样属灵经历能够过约旦以后啊，我们就成为神所中可以掌权的那一个杖。
Thank God, after all this experience, we can become the scepter in God's hand.
而这个杖呢，要打破那个摩押的四角。
And this scepter will crush through the forehead of Moab.
弟兄姊妹，摩押是来抵挡神旨意的。
Moab is here to against God's will.
摩押是神儿女得产业的最后一个障碍。
Moab is the last obstacle for the people, for the God's people to receive the inheritance.
但是当圣徒过了约旦河以后，就成为手中的那一个杖。
However, the saints after they crossed the Jordan, they became the scepter of God's hand.
就能够击打破这个摩押的四角。
They can crush through the forehead of Moab.
所以我们看见过了约旦河，一直到示剑，以色列人在这个约书亚的领导之下，就是那一根杖。
And then we can see from the journey from Jordan to Shechem under the leadership of Joshua, the Israelites become the scepter in God's hand.
所以这是巴兰所看见的。
This is what Balaam saw.
他看见这个以色列的民族啊，在将来那个时候还没有发生，所以他说呢，不是现在。
So at that time it didn't happen. It's something that happened in the future. That's why Balaam saw that this is not now.
但是他远远的看见这个民族要成为神手中一个杖。
But he saw from afar that this race become the scepter in God's hand.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等荣耀的一件事。
Brothers, sisters, how glorious this is.
我们这些从前蹒跚，连生活的目的都没有的人。
for us who live in the resume without any purpose.
天天活在死亡的阴影之下。
Live under the darkness of death.
有一天我们要成为神手中的那一个杖。
One day we'll all become a scepter in God's hand.
能够来执政，能够来掌权。
We can reign and rule.
弟兄姊妹，这就是基督徒属灵的过程。
This is the spiritual process of a Christian.
我们首先要离开埃及。
First, we need to depart from Egypt.
这是从蓝色到这个红海。
This is the journey from Ramesses to Red Sea.
神呼召我们离开埃及。
God called us out of Egypt.
神不但在我们得救的那一天呼召我们，神天天都要呼召我们。
God called us not only the day we were saved. God called us every day.
不是我们过了红海以后，我们就不需要再呼召了，对，听这个呼召了。
After we across the Red Sea, we no longer need a call.
从我们第一次被呼头，神要常常的来呼召我们。
From the first calling, God called us often.
就像神对彼得呼召了三次。
Just like a Lord called Peter three times.
一直到约翰福音二十一章的时候，我们的耶主还要向彼得发出呼召。
Until John chapter 21, our Lord still called Peter.
因此，我们的心常常要来响应神的呼召。
Therefore, our heart need to constantly respond to His calling.
要离开埃及。
Need to be separated from Egypt.
我们需要有一个不同的生活的目的。
We need a different purpose of our life.
我们需要一个不同的生活的依靠。
We need to have a different dependence.
我们需要一个不同的生活的方向。
A different destination.
但是我们感谢神啊，他所招的人呢，他要称他们为义。
We thank God, those who He called, He will be justified.
神不带我们离开埃及，所招的人还要称他们义。
Not only God called us out of Egypt, He also justify us.
因为人若不没有义，不能到神的面前。
Without justification, we cannot come before God.
没有义性称义，就不能到西乃山。
Without justification by faith, we cannot come before the mountain
of Sinai. 因此，我们在地上生活，常常要能够看见神宝血的功效。
Therefore, as we live in this world, we often need to see the work of this precious blood.
靠着神的宝血，常常来到神的面前。
By His precious blood, we often come before Lord.
这样我们才能够有力量走下一段的路程。
Therefore, we have the strength to work on this following journey.
我们若是没有这第二段的经历，
without experience of the second stage,
若是不认识宝血的功效。
Without understanding of the precious blood,
当我们肉体显出来的时候，我们就倒下去了。
We'll be fall down when our flesh will be exposed.
没有人能够站立得住，当他看见他自己肉体的败坏。
No one can stand. They see the how corruptible flesh is.
没有人能够继续走的人，当他看见他的肉体的败坏。
No one can continue this journey and after he see the iniquity of his of this flesh.
除非他同时又看见那个羔羊的宝血。
Unless he also see the work of the precious blood at the same time.
因此，我们必须要有这第二段的经历。
Therefore, we must have this experience of the second stage.
看见那个宝血的功效。
See the work of the precious blood.
因此，当神把我们的肉体显出来的时候
，So when God exposed our flesh,
我们一方面扑倒在地。
On one hand, we need to fall down.
让我们知道神的宝血有功效。
We need to understand that the work of the precious blood of God.
我们让神把那个肉体除去。
Allow God to remove our flesh.
我们能够在旷野路上继续往前。
So we can press on in the wilderness.
只要神把我们另外一个肉体又显明给我们看。
And when God revealed to us another flesh.
我们看见神宝血的功效。
With a precious blood.
我们再扑倒在神的面前。
We fall down.
让神把那个肉体再除掉。
And then allow God to remove another flesh.
我们又可以继续往前。
To press on.
只有这样的人能够达到约旦河。
Only this kind of person can arrive the Jordan.
这三十八年，神要让我们磨成他儿子的形象。
In all these 38 years, God wants to conform us into the image of His Son.
我们这样的人怎么能够有神儿子的形象
？For people like us, how we can have the image of His Son?
乃是借着一次一次的显明。
It's through one exposure after another.
一次一次的对付。
Through one dealing
with after another. 一次一次的舍弃。
After through one denying after another.
把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
Then God conformed and transformed us into the image of His
Son. 然后我们就到了约旦河。
Then we reached the Jordan.
当我们过了约旦河以后。
After we passed the Jordan.
所称为义的人，他又叫他们得荣耀。
And for the people who are justified, and then he will give the glory to them.
因此，当我们过了约旦以后。主啊，我们呢就成为了那个神手的杖。
So after we cross the Jordan, we'll become the scepter in God's hand.
我们开始知道什么叫做在基督里得胜。
Now we start to understand what it means to have the victory in Christ.
我们开始能够有那个得胜的生活。
Then we can start to have the victorious life.
我们有那个得胜的经历。
We have the victorious experience.
我们看见我们乃是神手中的那个杖。
We start to see that we are the scepter in God's hand.
因此到了世界，我们就能够刚抬主的见证。
Therefore, when we arrive at Shechem, we are able to carry the testimony of God.
弟兄姊妹，这就是基督徒属灵的过程。
Brother, sister, this is the spiritual process of a Christian.
我们必须要离开埃及的。
We must be separated from Egypt.
因此我们常常要来答应我们主的呼召。
Therefore, we need to often, we need to constantly respond to His calling.
来离开这个世界。
To depart it from this world.
我们必须要过红海的。
We must cross the Red Sea.
要看见这个羔羊在我们身上做的那个大事。
To see the marvelous thing this Lamb has accomplished in us.
羔羊的血是不会改变的。
The precious blood of Lamb never changed.
是永远有功效的。
And have an everlasting word.
我们呢是因信称义的人。
Because we are all justified by faith.
这是我们走旷野道路的一个根基。
This is the foundation of our journey in wilderness.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
今天你我在哪里
？Where we are now today？
今天我们在哪里
？Where we are？
我们是停留在埃及吗
？Do we still remain in Egypt？
我们与世界有没有分别
？Are we separated from the world？
我们过了红海以后，我们有没有继续往前
？After we passed the Red Sea, have we pressed on？
我们是不是常常还活在仇敌的控告当中
？Do we often live under the accusation of enemy？
如果仇敌天天来控告我们
，The enemy accuses us every day。
我还没有到达过西乃山
，Then we never really reached the Mount of Sinai。
也许我们已经过了西乃山。也许我们已经过了西乃山。
Maybe we already we already passed Mount Sinai.
我们常常与我们的肉体征战。
Oftentimes we fight with our flesh.
但是我们从来没有得胜的经历。
But we never have the victorious experience.
可能我们没有到过约旦河啊。
That's perhaps because we never arrived the Jordan.
也许我们真的过了约旦河。
Maybe you already crossed the Jordan.
但是我们不觉得我们得胜啊。
But we never think that we already win the victory.
为什么呢
？Why？
有两个支派是过了约旦河。
There are two tribes already crossed the Jordan.
一个是流便，一个是加德。
It's a Reubenites and a Gadites.
但是他们后来又回到约旦河东去了。
But they decided to return back to the east side of Jordan.
人是过了约旦河。
Yes, they already crossed.
他们的心在摩押。
Heart still remain in Moab.
我们是不是这样的人
？Are we the same?
过了约旦河，但是永远到不了世界。
We have already crossed the Jordan, but we never reach Shechem.
我们感谢主哈，主把这个民数记告诉我们。
Thank Lord, God gave us the Book of Numbers.
把这个属灵的路程像一个图画一样摆在我们面前。
God placed this journey as an illustration before us.
因此我们可以明白为什么保罗说要向着标杆直跑。
Now we understand what Paul said that we need to press on towards the goal.
弟兄姊妹哦，不在乎今天我们在哪里。
Brother, sister, it doesn't matter where you are.
也许今天你觉得哎呀，我怎么才在这里哈
？Maybe you think.How come I only stay here?
没有关系的。
It doesn't matter.
不在乎我们今天在哪里。
It doesn't matter where you are now.
就怕你不愿意往前再走。就怕你不愿意往前再走。
就怕。
怕。
You. 就怕他we need to press on.
Right.
We have to press on.
也许你今天已经过了约旦河了。
Maybe you already across the Jordan.
所以你觉得很满意啊？今天大部分人都在我后面呢。
Maybe you are pretty satisfied because if you look back, you feel a lot of people behind me.
如果你不愿意往前
，if you don't want press on，
你永远不能承担担负主的见证。
Then you will never be able to carry the testimony of Lord.
那个目的是没有达到的。
Because you never reached the goal.
所以不在乎今天我们在哪里。
It doesn't matter where you are now.
所以保罗说啊，要忘记背后，要努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
So that's why Paul said we need to forget lying behind. We need to run. We need to press on towards the goal.
这个路是很清楚的。
Because the journey is pretty clear.
这叫做当跑的路。
This is the course we need to run.
这路是很清楚的。
The course is pretty clear.
我们是不是愿意继续往前？
The problem is that are we willing to press on?
也许你停留了一阵子了。
Maybe you pause for a while.
也许过了你已经停了两三个月了。
Maybe you pause for two or three months.
也许你只停留了两三个礼拜而已。
Or two or three weeks.
也许你停了两三年了。
Or two or three years.
没有关系。
It doesn't matter.
只要今天你能够说主啊，我愿意向着标杆直跑。
As long as you say today, Lord, I'm willing to press on towards the goal.
只要我们愿意向着标杆直跑
，As long as we are willing to run towards the goal，
我们就能够达到目的。
Then one day we will arrive at the destination。
弟兄姊妹们，如果以色列人向着标杆直跑的话，他们两三年就到了世界了。
If Israel run directly towards the goal, it took them two or three years to arrive Shechem。
从过红海到那个他们送那个探子去的时候，不过两年呐。
From the time after they crossed the Red Sea to the time that they sent a spy to spy out the land, only 2 years.
Yeah. 如果我们从蒙恩德就开始，从来没有一天停留的话，两年之间我们就到了世界了。
So if we never stop after the time we were saved, it only took us 2 years to reach Shechem.
但是呢，我们常常这里停一下，那里停一下。
We often time paused here and there.
哎呀。老大出生了，一停就十年。
After the my older son born, and I stopped for 10 years.
哎呀，我女儿生出来了，又停十年了。
My daughter was born, and I stopped for another 10 years.
二十年就过去了。
20 years passed.
还好没有老三了。
Unfortunately, I had no third child.
弟兄姊妹不能停的。
Brothers cannot stop.
不管有孩子没有孩子，这不能停的。
Whether you have a child or no,
要在世界养孩子是比在那个旷野养孩子容易的。
You must understand that raising a child in Shechem is much easier than in Ramesses.
如果你得救以后，两年之间就到了世界了，你可以生好多孩子的。
After you saved, if it only takes 2 years for you to reach Shechem, and that will be much easier for you to raise kids.
没有关系的。
It doesn't matter.
一个也可以，两个也可以，三个也可以，四个也可以。
It doesn't matter how many children you're going to raise, you know.、
Yeah. 如果你蒙恩得救以后，连埃及都没有离开，一个孩子就要你命了。
If after you saved by faith.And you still remain in Egypt and want to raise a kid. Even one kid, you can suffer a lot.
一个孩子就知道你不能够过红海。
And then even one kid will prevent you from crossing the Red Sea.
因此不要紧哈，以色列人过红海，他们所有的 baby 都带过去了。
It doesn't matter. When guys crossing the Red Sea, and they all brought their children.
每一个 baby 都带过红海了，没有一个留在埃及的。
No child left behind in Egypt.
只要你有心往前，主就能够让你能够把你所有的孩子都一起往前。
If you have this hot desire, God will help you to bring all the kids across the Red Sea.
如果你把你的孩子摆在主前面的话，那你永远不能往前。
If you place your kids before Lord and you never be able to press on.
如果你把主摆在前面的话，无论你有多少孩子，你都能往前。
If you place Lord before everything else, then no matter how many kids you have, and the Lord will bring all of them out of Egypt.
但愿主让我们看见，主啊，我们在地上的这个时间是有限的。
And may Lord allow us to see that how limited our time is.
我们在地上没有办法像摩西活得这么长啊。
There's no way for us to live as long as Moses.
因此我们的年日是有限的。
Therefore, our years are not.
我们的精神精力也是有限的。
Our strength is limited.
因此要趁着还有年日的时候，要向前，要直跑啊。
Therefore, as long as we have today, we need to press on.
越早能够过约旦河，越早到世界，我们就越能够让成为神的见证。
The earlier we cross the Jordan and reach the Shechem, the earlier we can bear the testimony of Lord.
让我们看见，当神在我们身上能够得着这样的一般弟兄姊妹的时候，是何等的荣耀！
We see how glorious it is when God receives a brother sister like this.
但愿神把这样的意象能够让我们都看见。
May Lord give us this vision.
我们怎么样才能够看见这个意象呢？
How we can receive this vision?
巴兰告诉我们，这个扑倒的人眼睛才可以睁开。
So Balaam told us that for those who fall down can have eyes wide open.
我们为什么看不见呢？
Why we cannot see?
因为我们从来没有扑倒过。
Because we never fall down.
但是如果你从来没有看见的话，说早晨你愿意在神面前扑倒下来，你的眼睛就要睁开的。
Never see this vision. If you are willing, see that you need to fall down and make your eyes wide open.
当保罗一扑倒的时候啊，他的眼睛就瞎了。
As soon as Paul fell down, his eyes become blind.
但是他属灵的眼睛就开了。But
his spiritual eye were opened.
他就看见了异象。He
saw the vision.
弟兄姊妹，在我们属灵的经历也是这样。We
have the, we should have the same spiritual experience.
我们是一般不肯扑倒的人。We
are the people who are not willing to fall down.
因此我们是瞎子。Therefore,
we are blind.
我们什么时候肯扑下来的话，什么时候眼睛就张开了。Whenever
we are willing to fall down, and then our eyes will be wide open.
我们就起来奔跑前面的道路。
We can rise up and then press on.
但愿主兴起我们起来做一个奔跑的人。
May Lord raise us up so that we can become the people who can run the course.
就2年以后我们就把这个路跑了。
So it takes us 2 years to finish the course.
我们只要不肯停留，2年的时间足够了。
If we will not stop, and then 2 years will be enough.
我们一起祷告。Let's
pray.
主啊，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主啊，你把你的话赐给我们。
Lord, you gave your words to us.
你的话语是非常的清楚。
Your words are so clear.
主啊，因此我们感谢赞美你。
Therefore, we praise and thank you.
因为你是怜悯我们。
Because you have mercy on us.
你没有放弃我们。
You never gave us up.
因此你再把这个话摆在我们的面前。
Therefore, you placed all these words once again before us.
让我们起来快跑来跟随你。
So that we may rise up and run and follow you.
无论我们今天在什么地方。
No matter where we are now.
你兴起我们今天站起来。
You rise us up to stand up.
来跑前面的道路。
To run the course before us.
我们感谢主。
We thank you.
你把所有的恩典都已经赐给我们。You
have already given all the grace to us.
你把羔羊的宝血赐给我们。You
have given us the precious blood of Lamb.
你让我们有这样的因信称义的把握。We
have this assurance of this justification by faith.
让我们今天起来答应主的呼召。May
rise up and respond to your calling.
做一个奔跑的人。And
to become the people who can run.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.